Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 28, 2016. Today, it's my great pleasure to be interviewing filmmaker Dr. Elena Marconi, who has just produced a new film premiering June 9th called New Human, New Earth, New Humanity. This film is about the mass awakening process going on globally, and as a result, reality on Earth is shifting from separation to unity consciousness. Separation within each human and between humans has been a source of humanity's suffering, dis-ease, and destruction of our world, but a new paradigm shift is matriculating the matrix with more of the divine feminine energies that nurture wholeness and healing globally. Also on the show today is psychologist Deborah McGill, who is in the new film and will be sharing her insights on the global evolution, revolution, revelations that are shaping our new humanity. Thank you, Deborah and Lena, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Let me ask you first, Lena, about your other documentary films and how they have led you to produce this one.
Sure. The first one was called The Wellness Story, and actually Dr. Deb, who's on the call with us now, was actually in that one. And it helped people to be healthy physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And then towards the end of the film, towards the spiritual level, there was another doctor on, a psychologist, and she talked about a near-death experience that she had, whereby she was able to integrate with advanced benevolent beings, call them extraterrestrials, and that gave her downloads of knowledge to create a medical/healing device. And so in that film, in the ending of it, we get a glimpse into our larger humanity and really what it means to be healthy at the galactic level. And so after I had launched that film, lo and behold, 2 weeks later, there was an alien conference here in Canada. And I was following the trail of the story, so I went to that and interviewed some of the top people in the field of UFOs and extraterrestrials, such as Stanton Friedman. I was able to interview the Honorable Paul Hellyer. He was the former Minister of National Defense for Canada. And so that film was called The Resonance, and that was about UFOs and extraterrestrials. And then out of that film spun New Human, New Earth, and New Humanity.
Well, that's premiering, I guess the debut is, what, this June 9th, coming up about a week, 10 days from now?
Yes, so Dr. Deborah McGill, who's in California, is orchestrating this amazing gathering event party that we're going to be having to premiere the film. So maybe she wants to say a few things. Dr. Deb?
Yeah, I'm here. Organizing for the new human, it's perfect timing for this film to be coming out. Because everything is shifting on this planet. We're going through all these planetary stuff, and the patriarchal system is falling, and the divine feminine is rising. And the divine feminine is for both male and female, anima, animus. I'm a Jungian psychologist, so it's about finding the balancing with inside, and I think it's perfect timing for this film.
Oh, phenomenal. I'm a Jungian, too.
Oh, yay.
I cut my teeth on Jungian psychology. As a matter of fact, I'm fascinated with this this paradigm shift, mass awakening, and the psychology, astrology of what's going on with the energetics of the planet, and specifically with the understanding of this archetypal, you know, shift within all, you know, the full range, the full spectrum, you might say.
Yes, for the human being, indeed.
Of human beings. And how it's happening from the inside out. Now, we don't hear much about that. Of course, this gets into quantum science. And David Wilcock, of course, the source field investigations, you know, what's going on with the energy fields, the frequency shift, and how it's affecting our DNA and morphing our consciousness. This all fascinates me. It's a common topic.
It fascinates me as well. And my I don't want to say concern, because it is what it is, but we have something, as you know, as a Jungian, we have something called shadow. Well, the shadow is the repressed parts of the self, and it's the stuff that we push down, we don't really want to look at, and that's what comes out in reactionary form, you know, across the board with the spiritual people and with the religious people or whatnot. It's really not about any of that. It's about really being true to yourself. You know thyself, to thine own self be true. And how are you responding to life? And how are you dealing with the issues that you don't want to deal with?
And this is going on with the instant, everywhere, interactive internet revolution. This is going on in the collective consciousness of humanity with more light, intelligence, knowledge, power that's casting bright shadows.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yep.
In other words, the proverbial light has hit the fan, and Winds of Aquarius is bringing up all that's unlike itself, and it's. I think that's why we're seeing so much fear-mongering in the media of so many different kinds, because the shadow is on the surface.
Yes, and the shadow needs to be looked at in each individual. I believe, of course, in individuation and the power of each human being to be able to be responsible for their own actions. And I believe, you know, we have this thing that we live in called a body, and I believe it's the only temple that we really have. My background is in the church for 23 years. I was a school principal in a very large church, and I left that in 94 and went seeking broader understanding of, you know, spirituality and ancient religions way beyond, you know, the fundamentalism. And so, yeah, I think all of that's kind of coming up now and bubbling up, and what do we have, you know?
Yeah,
we have our body temples.
I came from the fundamentals of God is love. You know, pretty simple religion, but it was the Church of the Brethren, which was like the Quakers, and it's a very simple, you know, pure and precious kind of, you know, of the heart teaching. You know, God is love, mm-hmm. and you know, it's but at the same time, I've got into quantum science and you know, the advanced understanding of science since then, and it's still, you know, God is love, but it's just understanding the archetypal. Full spectrum, you know, dimensions of, you know, quantum, you might say, reality in a divine love sense.
yes, that's our field. And who are we? And what do we come in with? And where are we going? And who's living our lives? And it's the question of the our inner world, you know?
And that's it. It's the last frontier of inner space that we're beginning to explore with the internet and the internet, you know, you might say, is heart coherence, is the quantum science of the coherence factor with the it's the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm,
yes,
when it's in the frequency of holy compassion. Yeah.
One of the speakers in the film, Tom Clearwater, talks about scalar humanity, mm-hmm. and he actually does a really nice. It's about coming into coherence with ourselves, and so basically all this
you're cutting in and out, and
shine, the more the shadow is going to come out.
Yeah.
But really at the end of the day, it's about us coming into coherence and manifesting the scalar human within, and that's when you're manifesting the scalar human, you're at that place of zero point energy. You're that fifth dimensional being, and when you're at that place, you can access the power that creates worlds. And so that's the next step for humanity, is to come into that type of evolution, which is actually a unity consciousness. It's not a consciousness of separation that we see right now in the world. So in the film, it's really interesting because it shows various stages. Like, it shows the separation of what we're seeing now with the war, violence, and greed, and poverty, and illness.
Hello, I'm cutting out here. I'm not hearing you.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that either coming out.
Yeah, well, let me kind of pick up on that thread while hopefully the lines normalize here a little bit. Understanding of the coherence factor called scalar quantum, but it is in the fabric of space time. You know, the holographic universe. It's now understood that the coherent the glue that holds the fabric of space time together is coherence. It's all through the universe, from the atomic to the galactic, you know, torus fields within fields. The science of, you might say, you know, God is love. It's manifesting, you know, as in the fabric of the universe. And the healing with this and mental health with this, of course, mind congruence follows heart coherence.
Yes. Well, heart math work, being coherent within the heart, you know,
yeah.
You know, connecting the head and the heart together. My work's global heart wisdom, of bringing it to the heart, because we're in heart times. It's no longer from our head. It's from our heart. You know, we have a brain in our heart. We know that from heart math work. And it's that coherence and that toroidal field that comes and we share. I mean, we see that in the field, and that's the connection, and that's the healing part. We need each other to at last become truly human.
And it's because the understanding that consciousness is not in the brain, it's in the field. And
mm-hmm.
the brain is just basically a tuning fork that picks up, you know, the frequencies in the field. You know, and this understanding, you know, they're now doing measurement of brain waves with monitors that are 3 feet out from the head because the energy is in the field, you know, the auric field, the cosmic egg. You know, from the atomic to the galactic, there's in the field. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're really talking about a quantum shift. You know, this big shift, this paradigm shift, this global evolution, revolution, revelation. That's why I'm excited about your movie. I can hardly wait to see it. It takes looking at this concept, this understanding of what's going on in the unified field, you know, collectively on Earth as in heaven, in cosmos. it takes looking at it from different perspectives, like the holodeck between the ears. You're looking at the holographic field from different perspectives.
Right, and so what I was saying is that, you know, the film, like, it shows the old world and then it shows the new world in terms of the characteristics of the new human. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is a transition that we have to go through. And so that's part of the film as well. And Janine Jest, who you know, I think she's been on your show a few times. So she's in the film and she offers up, like, a map of consciousness to take us through what that transition looks like. And there's also a very famous psychic I have in the movie. He's actually a TV host here in Canada for the paranormal show, so I asked him to give us some predictions of what this shift is going to look like. So his perspective is actually very interesting as well.
Well, I'm really intrigued with it. And is it going to be online? You know, within probably a year or so, or what's the time schedule for that?
Yeah, so it's all going to be released on June 9th, and all my films are accessed on Vimeo Movies. .com, but you can go on my website, drlana, drlana.com, and all my movies are there, and just you can access them through there. And so for your viewers, you know, I'd like to gift them with, like, 10 complimentary screenings of The New Human. So the first, you know, 10 people who go to the Vimeo website after June 9th and enter the promo code New Humanity, they're more than welcome to watch the film compliments.
Well, that'd be great. Do they need some kind of access code or...
Yeah, New Humanity. That would be the access code.
That would be the access code, New Humanity. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And this will be going out, you know, this will be going out, let's see, about, what is it? This will be Saturday. So what we're looking at for the first 10 people listening to go and access that, they'll be able to watch the whole, what is it, this is like the premiere before the premiere?
Well, it'll be available after June 9th, like late at night, and definitely like June 10th and onwards. So,
okay.
But the official screening is June 9th.
Well, this is really exciting. I'm looking forward to this. And I think...
Are you in the California area?
I'm actually in the mountains of Montana near Yellowstone Park.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you should come to the premiere.
Oh, I would love to be there, believe me.
I know. We're going to do a Q&A afterwards, which I think is going to be really wonderful, so people can ask some questions. Because the people that she has in the film are, I know a few of them, and they're just people that have been on the cutting edge of this stuff for probably 10, 15 years, sometimes 20. I mean, a couple of them, 30. I just talked with Janine and loved her model of what she's putting out there. So much is just coming into the forefront. What Lana's done is she's brought these people together with all these different energies, but it's all the same thing. We're all pushing towards the same, you know, horizon event. And ultimately, it's an inside job. It's leaving the external and going inside.
I think, when does, Christopher, when does this show air? Is it on the weekend?
Yeah, it's Saturday evening, prime time, 8 o'clock, East Coast, West Coast would be 5 o'clock.
That's wonderful, because I think Dr. Deb wants to give away like 2 tickets to the premiere, so I guess the first 2 people who email her. Deb, what's your email?
Email address is hummingbird temple, hummingbird, and then temple at gmail.com.
So 2 pairs of tickets if people want to come to the premiere in the Long Beach area.
Yeah. Well, that would be great. So hummingbird temple at what?
Gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hummingbird temple. Well, this is phenomenal. I think what you're doing is therapeutic. You know, it's the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of wholeness and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really,
well,
you know, the, yeah.
When I interviewed the Honorable Paul Hellyer, who was the former Minister of National Defense of Canada, I mean, he was a temporary acting prime minister, so you don't get bigger than that, you know, to interview somebody. And he's like your president, basically. And I was sitting in his home. And while I interviewed him here in Toronto, and he was the first member of cabinet of a G8 country to actually come out and say that UFOs and ETs are real. And when I was talking to him, he had said at the time, he goes, you know, I used to say there was a 10-year window, but now I've cut that down to a 7-year window that humanity, you know, needs to wake up, and we need, like, a major shift fast. So,
and how many years ago was that?
That was, I interviewed him September of last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's Andrew Basiago, you know, he's running for president, you know, his story, and on an independent ticket, and he was in the secret space program, and he's going state's evidence on the whole story big time. So we're looking at some really exciting things happening. I think it is a revolution in higher consciousness or frequency shift, or there's a lot of ways of tuning into it. I think this movie is going to be the pure intention is in the title of this movie, and I think that you know, there's a compelling need and the pressure for a new human, new earth, new humanity. It's like you know, the pure intention focuses attention. With love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. I think there's a rap song in there somewhere.
I know, you should be a rapper. So one of the gentlemen in the film is Emmanuel Etier, and he's a filmmaker as well out of California. And one of his business partners is Sharon Stone, and he made a film called Femme, Women Healing the World. And he talks about that film in my film. And basically, he comes from the perspective of, you know, it's been a male-dominated world. And he's saying this, and he's a man. So, and it's been a male-dominated world, and that's why he wanted to make this film about women healing the world. And it's interesting because Dr. Deb, her take on it is that, you know, we need to integrate both masculine and feminine. And, I mean, so does Emmanuel. He's, you know, he basically says, you know that saying, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. He's like, no, we're all from the same one universe.
Yeah.
You know, we all need to get our acts together. Right? So maybe, Deb, you can expand upon your integration of the masculine-feminine.
Well, again, for myself, I was in the patriarchal system, meaning Christendom and the church for all those years. And I woke up in 1992 and I left in 94. And what I saw was all of the, you know, what I talked about in the film, it's like the masculine, it's like square, where the feminine's more round, has softer edges, and, you know, cleaned up a bit, round, soft, spiral.
Oh, yeah.
Where the masculine is just, you know, cut strong with these edges and such. And I talk a lot about the, you know, the hunter and gatherers and that type of a thing. And what needs to happen now is, I mean, I went go back to the 60s where, you know, women were burning the bras and we just wanted to, you know, be on top of things. I myself wore suits back in, you know, the 80s, I guess it was, and a tie, and, you know, totally cut off from the from the neck down, and I think men were too. I mean, we took philosophy way back then, way back when, and we lost our bodies. You know, we became these minds with, you know, rational thinking and such. And so what we have to do at this point is we've got to get back into our bodies. You know, again, it's the only temple we really have. And so we need to be paying attention. And most of us, even in the medical model, didn't really, in the United States, didn't really even understand that what we eat is really kind of who we become and what we put in our bodies. And then on a level of way beyond that of what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, you know, it's all of it. So it's like getting out of our heads, getting into our heart, getting into that softer love resonance, and no longer fear, but getting into the heart. It's just so that.
It's moving from the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law to the right brain nonlinear spherical spirit of the law.
Yeah.
And,
so that's what it's going to take for people. They're going to have to get out of rational, because as we're shifting, it's spiral, it's softer, and yet it's very, very strong. I talk about how women, I believe, you know, what is it? Margaret Mead said it's going to take, you know, a few people to change something. It's the only thing that ever did. And then you have the Dalai Lama, who says it's going to be a Western woman. So the women are rising. And the film that Emmanuel did, I watched it a while back and was just like, wow, this is so very important. So women, we have a very important place. And I think for the men, I don't know how you feel, Chris, but goodness. I mean, the men, they were supposed to be the breadwinners, the hunter and gatherers and such. And now as everything's topsy-turvy and, you know, the apple cart's being turned over, what's their place?
I used to be a man's man, and after 9 years of cosmic love, I feel like one of the girls.
Yeah, very good.
and actually, we're talking about the shift of the divine feminine. Really, it's a global thing with the hemispheres of the earth, as well as the brain. I mean,
right. Well, the microcosm is spherical.
It's
as above, so below.
The eastern, the power is shifting from west to east. And you know, the rise of this is the lady I had on the show that really is into this. You know, she did the book The Bond, Lynn McTaggart, and she went into how her studies of the field is that they're much more spherical, nonlinear, inscrutable east. You know, in the eastern hemisphere, and it's because the morphogenic grids of the planet correspond holographically to the holodeck between the ears in the left and right hemisphere of the brain. So what we're seeing is not only a shift from patriarchal to matriarchal and more of the masculine to more of the feminine, we're seeing it from west to east, and with the alliance of Russia and China and the BRICS nations, and a new economy, a new economics of abundance. But we're really talking about abundant consciousness that is beyond the lockstep, you know, left brain letter of the law.
We have that in the film as well. Ayana, she did a beautiful job on what you're talking about right there.
I'm just getting excited about your show, talking about it. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have to do a wrap. I want to thank Dr. Lena Marconi, Dr. Deborah McGill for being on the show today. I just want to recommend those who can, you know, to tune in to the trailer, which is on your website. Dr. Lena,
DrLena.com.
Yeah, DrLena.com. And thanks to our engineer, Doug Newson at BBS Radio, and thanks to all for listening.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.